Canine Evolution, Part 3, page 186. Remember that evolution takes place over a very long time. You might think that wolves and dogs are totally different species. In fact, they are very close to each other. The reason is simple. All modern domestic dogs can be traced back to wolves that were tamed and domesticated by humans only about 15,000 years ago. In evolutionary terms, this is a very short time. These early domesticated, tamed wolves were bred as hunting companions and guard dogs. As the years went by, people found new uses for them, such as guarding sheep or hunting rats. The dogs were bred into the sizes and shapes that suited their intended use. For example, two small wolves would have pups that might in turn be smaller than their parents. Repeating this process over a few generations would result in a much smaller animal than the original wolf. Today, there are about 800 different true breeds of dog, ranging from large Irish wolfhound to tiny chihuahuas. That does not include all the interesting mixes of breeds that are called mongrels. All of these different breeds of dogs can have puppies together. This shows us that regardless of their size or colour, they are still part of the same species. However, the strange thing is that dogs and wolves can also have puppies together. Basically, dogs and wolves are still from the same species. The same cannot be said about foxes. Neither dogs nor wolves can breed with foxes. This shows that foxes really are from a separate species. Similarly, different species of fox can no longer breed successfully. They have evolved too much from one another. Perhaps the same will be said of dogs and wolves a few hundred thousand years from now. That's how evolution works.